Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do it, it's that time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by G Steaks and Grinders on Park Street in Hartford.
Yes.
They came through. Hit up gsteaks.com and get your deliciousness.
Deliciousness. Yes.
All right, so let's get into the tea for today. Tiffany Haddish, she postponed her Atlanta show because of Georgia's new heartbeat abortion law. She said, "I read the bill and it looked like new slavery to me. I love the state of Georgia, but I need to stand with women. And until they... until they withdraw that measure, I cannot, in good faith, perform there."
Wow.
I'm here for it, sis. Mm. Go on, queen. Okay. All right, so let's talk about Jimon Hounsou. I probably just butchered his name. Jimon Hounsou. Anyway, he was with Kamora Lee Simmons. They have a 10-year-old son named Kenzu together. Mm-hmm. So I hope I didn't offend nobody. I'm sorry. So he said that he hasn't seen his son.
Wow.
He didn't see him on Father's Day, which was, we know what day that was. Mm. He said, "I can't recall when the last time I seen him." So I had to see what Miss Kamora was talking about, because she posts on her Instagram pretty actively. So I go on, and because this story just came out, so she hasn't had a chance to respond to that yet.
Right, right.
But on Father's Day, she posted something to Uncle Rush about their two daughters. Mm. And then she posted something to her current husband and last baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she didn't say nothing to Jimon.
What?
Just get right over that. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping she might respond. Come on, let that man see his baby. Like, what is going on?
Like, it sounds like it's his fault.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, sir, you ain't go to court. Like, what? It's two parties, two sides of every story. So we're gonna see. But he's saying he hasn't seen about. Like,
I'm just saying, she showed love to the other two and left one out. That sounds,
you know,
like
what I'm saying. I'm like, she's cool with her baby's daddy. Uh-huh. So something going on over there.
The other two might have a lot of money.
He ain't broke, but maybe the money not as long. So let's talk about, we have some more custody issues. Black China, her and Rob were actually doing pretty good, but now it's not good again. So she has a new reality show called The Real Black China. It's going to be on this Zeus network. I think it's like an app on the phone. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get people they really want me to pay for that app. They really want me to pay for it because I want to watch the show. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's an issue because she has their daughter, Dream Kardashian, on the show without Rob's approval.
Oh.
Right? So Blac Chyna did a whole press release on her iPhone, okay, where she says that if Rob was willing to have an adult conversation with the mother of his child, instead of going through the lawyers, he would have known that Dream was on the show, and that she would never expose her to the drama between her and her mother, which got a little hectic if you saw clips. Mm-hmm. She said that she's the executive producer, so she controls everything that's being seen. Then comes the shade, all right? She said, "I also would have pointed out to Rob the hypocrisy of his family's insistence that Dream appear on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and the family's desperate attempt to boost the dismal ratings for their stale and contrived show without my approval." Okay? It includes, they included a scene about Dream's birthday party without her consent. She said, "My kids are about my life. The show is about my life and my kids are a huge part of it. I'm sad that every time I try to do better for myself and my family, the same people try to hinder it."
Uh-oh.
So Rob came forward with his receipts.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so he says he showed he has text to China clearly saying that, "I'm not allowing Dream to be a part of this. You never even told me. You do not have consent," like all caps, "do not have consent to put my baby on your show, my baby." Okay, so after he heard after he never heard back from her, he had his lawyer send the network a nice cute letter saying, "If you show even a curl on that baby's head, y'all gonna be penalized. Y'all gonna be held responsible for them liabilities, all significant right. liabilities," end quote. So he gonna run the pockets, okay? All right, so lastly, Tory Lanez. So he accused a couple directors he was shooting a music video with of colorism.
Uh-oh.
So there was a... At the video shoot, there was a plethora of baddies in different shades. So he claimed that the directors tried to swap out a dark-skinned girl for a light-skinned one. So in the behind-the-scenes clip, you can see him dancing with the dark-skinned girl. Then it stopped. Like, they stopped shooting. They switch out for the lighter-skinned girl. And Tory Lanez stops and says, "We don't even need that." Like, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. So then he posts about it and says, "I'm not going to allow directors to devalue our black women. It's our responsibility as artists to stand up and not let this happen." So I'm like, yes, king, okay? Uh-oh. Yes, king.
And then wait for it.
But then.
Wait for it.
So there's the darker skinned woman came forward. Mm-hmm. She said that in reality, both the light skinned girl and her both had to do solo shots. So when it was the lighter skinned girl turn, like he said, cut and like switch them out or something like that. So like it had nothing to do with race. Basically, it was just time. Like he wanted her to stay on, but they each did solo shots. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm saying so he made it look like it was a racial thing, but it had nothing to do with that. Wow. That's what the girl said.
The practicals. Come on.
Feel me? You feel me? She tried to. Mm. Okay, so the directors say that they had no part in this. They work heavily in the Afrobeat scene, and most of the work features dark-skinned women. The dark-skinned woman, Tory Saved, is seen throughout the video, mm-hmm. and that most of the people that were in the vicinity were on Tory's camp. Mm. Basically saying, like, we had nothing to do with that. We just did what the man told us to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it definitely looks like a come-up. Some people are saying, like, oh, why would he do something like that? Why would anybody do anything that they do nowadays for clout? Like, come on. Oh, I won't put it past them. And it's for a new song that just came out. Obviously, you want views. Like, and I hate to be that person. If the girl never came out and said that, I wouldn't have even said anything about it. I was on his side until this girl came out with the other side and the director. Like, I need receipts. Oh, I need receipts.
Bruh.
Yeah. And the recording that you see is behind the scenes. It wasn't a director shooting it. It was, like, somebody maybe on their phone or something like that just recording randomly.
So you just, okay.
Yeah, so they're saying. Wait,
did you just call him a CC?
He might be a CC.
The clout chaser.
I was just going to say.
He might be a CC.
There's a song out for this guy.
You don't got to do all that. We like your music. You don't got to do that, TT. You got to be a CC, TT. Come on. But anyway, that's it for the team.
All right. With that being said, major concert announcement coming up next. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.